Hello, and welcome to Tractor Fiction here on WHRW Binghamton. My name is Frank Allen. This is a show in which we look at the works of Jack Chick, which you can read over at chick.com, and we debate their validity. It's a lot of fun to do. This week we're going to do one of his most recent tracks. In fact, as of this speaking, it is his most recent track, called The Chaplain. It has to do with the armed forces and stuff like that. So, let's enjoy The Chaplain, shall we?
Once upon a time, in a war-torn country our nation has illegally invaded, just like the war-torn country our nation has illegally invaded in the era you're listening to this, a troop of soldiers are in a firefight with offensive caricatures of their enemies.
Let it rage! Fire!
Death to the infidels!
They're cutting us to pieces. Where's your god now, preacher boy?
Dear Lord, we need your help, please. In Jesus' name.
Nothing can save us now.
But the non-believing soldier could not have been more wrong. 10 minutes later, a vicious sandstorm kicked up out of nowhere, assailing their enemy while leaving them A-OK.
Where did that wind come from? I can't see a thing!
The sun is blinding me! Pull back!
The troops had been saved. From being shot, anyway.
Benny, look what God did for us.
That wasn't God, Preacher. Just a freak storm. We're lucky, that's all.
The two soldiers headed back to their camp and came across the dead body of their friend, Max. So you know, Max was that guy who said,
"Where's your god now, preacher boy?"
Oh man, it's Max! They got him in the throat!
Medic!
Benny took Max's death hard. They packed him into a body bag and put him with the others. When it came time to load up the dead bodies to go home, Benny was dismayed.
Max is in one of these bags, but I don't know which one. Is Max in heaven, preacher?
No, Benny. He died in his sin and Jesus will reject him.
How come? Is this Jesus guy a big deal up in heaven?
Tell me what you know about Jesus, Benny.
He was a Jew. Some guy's killed on a cross because he wrote the Bible.
Not quite. He's not who you think he is, Benny. Jesus created the universe.
A guy on TV said Jesus was only a man.
That's a lie, Benny. Jesus is God Almighty. He knows everything you've ever done.
You're scaring me, preacher.
On Judgment Day, your life will be played back for all to see on a magical IMAX screen in the sky.
But there's stuff I don't want anyone to know about.
Those are sins, Benny, and they'll put you straight into hell.
Does that mean I'm damned?
You will be. But there is a way out.
Oh, then help me, preacher!
Think about the guy you hate the most and all the rotten things he did to you.
Oh, Tex Wilson, and I hate his lousy guts. I wish he was dead.
Would you die for Wilson?
Are you kidding? For 5 cents, I'd kill the stinking rat.
Jesus died for your sins, and for Wilson's, too.
But why would Jesus do a thing like that?
Because he loves you. As rotten as you are, he really loves you.
My mom doesn't even love me.
Jesus does, Benny. He's like nobody on earth, because he's God. Look what God did for you. He left his throne in heaven to be born in a stinking stable. He showed people how to stay out of hell, and they hated him for telling the truth. They arrested him, framed him, and sentenced him to death. They beat him to a pulp, cursed him, and nailed him to a cross, and Jesus allowed it to happen. He held back his angel so he could shed his precious blood and die in your place. But 3 days later, something incredible took place. Jesus rose from the dead. The news rocked Jerusalem. Jesus had finished his mission and had a glorified body. Anyone who believes in him will be saved and have a body like his when they are raised from the dead.
And if I don't?
You'll die in your sins like Max and end up in the lake of fire. Choose Jesus now, Benny. You could be dead tomorrow and it'll be too late.
Look, preacher.
We're under attack! Everybody move! Now!
The evildoers began their attack, attempting completely unreasonably to kill the occupying army.
They're breaking through our left flank!
Grenade!
Preacher leapt on the grenade, taking the full explosion and all of the shrapnel directly into his gut.
Why'd you do it, Preacher?
I couldn't let you die, Benny. You're not ready. Ugh.
And Preacher died dead. Meanwhile, at the army chaplain's headquarters...
What? Why do I have to go into combat? I'm needed here. Can't my assistant go?
No, that's an order. You leave tomorrow at 0600.
And the next day...
Chapman will be landing in an hour. You'll be flown by chopper to the forward lines.
Thank you. Oh, I hate this.
And soon...
Men, this is Captain Davis, our new chaplain. She's here to help you with any spiritual problems.
Whatever your faith is, men, I'm available for prayer or counsel.
Chaplain, my best friend fell on a grenade to save us.
That was indeed a noble gesture.
But it killed her! And she always talked to me about Jesus. She was a great girl. Never swore or lied. We called her Preacher.
Was she ordained?
What's that?
Did she graduate from a theological seminary? Could she read Greek? Or have a doctorate in divinity?
Huh? All I know is she loved Jesus and read her Bible.
That doesn't make her a preacher, soldier. I suppose she told you that the Bible was true and that Jesus was the only way into heaven?
Well, yes, sir.
Well, she was wrong. There are many ways to heaven. Mary, Buddha, Allah. Besides, we are all children of God.
The preacher said that's a lie.
Careful. I'm a woman of God. But your friend was just a wannabe. You're dismissed, soldier.
But that night, Benny made good.
The preacher died for me. Not that snotty little creep. I believe the preacher. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save me.
The next day...
Hey, chaplain! I got saved!
You sick idiot. You didn't listen to me. Now you've become a religious terrorist and a threat to everyone. Stay away from me.
Soon, the unit goes on the move.
Wanna sit in back with us, chaplain?
Hardly. I'm an officer, and I don't sit with Bible thumpers.
Oh, that's okay. I'm praying for you anyway.
Something wrong, chaplain?
Yes. I've spent years studying theology and getting my doctorate. I've published papers in leading journals, and I'm not getting the respect!
And the entire place exploded. And they all died. Later, their lives are reviewed.
Because you believe, I died for you. Welcome to heaven. Well done, Benny. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Now, chaplain, you were ashamed of my words and acted holy to impress others. Your hidden sins are exposed. Depart from me, ye cursed, into the everlasting fire.
The end.